With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana counties now have the option of running all mail ballot elections for the June 2nd primary. Governor Steve Bullock issued the directive to counties today, allowing all voting by mail and early voting amid growing case numbers of the novel coronavirus in Montana and the nation. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention sent out guidance earlier this month encouraging mail-in methods of voting and early voting. Bullock's directive says he received unanimous support for the options from county representatives and Republican and Democratic Party leaders, including the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. The directive says the Secretary of State has, appropriately, not taken a position on the issue. Counties must opt in to expand early voting and run the June 2nd primary by mail-in ballots. All counties are directed to minimize the need for in-person registration and create policies that keep voters and poll workers 6 feet apart to encourage social distancing. More than 17,000 new claims for unemployment benefits have been filed in Montana since new regulations took effect last week that expand eligibility to workers impacted by the novel coronavirus pandemic. An average of 2,100 people a day in the state filed for unemployment from March 17th through March 24th. Governor Steve Bullock's administration announced last Tuesday that workers sent home due to pandemic concerns or workers caring for a family member impacted by COVID-19 are now eligible for the benefits. The benefit expansion does not cover workers afraid of gathering in a group or refusing to go to work. Glacier County will temporarily lay off half of its workforce for 30 days in order to keep the county's books balanced. The layoffs begin today, and MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports the county with long-standing financial troubles decided to lay off workers now because it was already reducing staff due to the coronavirus outbreak.
County Commission Chair Michael DeRozier says the county had planned to begin furloughing roughly half of its 106 workers April 1st, but since the county was already reducing staff in the clerk and treasury offices due to reduced hours of operation during the coronavirus outbreak, he says they bumped up that date.
We thought it was the best time to do our layoffs rather than wait another week.
DeRozier says relaxed unemployment and health insurance requirements will allow county employees to maintain benefits. Many of the layoffs will come from the county sheriff and roads departments, where staff will rotate through two-week furloughs, though DeRozier says they may reduce the number of law enforcement officers included in its plan to maintain public safety. The move comes after the county agreed to drop a lawsuit against the Indian Health Service, claiming the federal agency owed the county nearly $2 million in back pay for years of emergency medical transports. DeRozier says the negotiations have since broken down, and the county plans to refile its lawsuit. IHS could not be reached for comment by deadline. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Idaho Governor Brad Little issued a statewide stay-at-home order today as the coronavirus continues to spread. Little announced the order will remain in effect for 21 days. Idaho has more than 91 confirmed cases of COVID-19 spread throughout the state. Washington State and Oregon have also issued statewide stay-at-home orders in recent days. Yesterday, Montana Governor Steve Bullock extended closures for public schools and some businesses and said he has not ruled out a stay-in-place order for the future. Both of Montana's U.S. senators plan to vote in favor of the third federal relief package that they say is aimed at supporting rural communities and small businesses hurting amid the coronavirus pandemic. Republican Steve Daines said this afternoon the bill doubles what Montana pays for unemployment for up to 4 months, earmarks funding for hospitals, outlines billions in grants for small businesses that keep payroll going, and secures funding for local governments.
There's also a significant chunk of dollars going to our state. $1.25 billion, just a general grant to our states, and of that, 45% must go to the local communities.
Dane says the bill also holds funding for personal protective equipment like masks and $8 billion for Native American tribes. Democratic Senator John Tester joined Senate Democrats earlier this week in voting against a previous version of the bill. Tester says the latest version is not perfect, but it increases oversight for taxpayer money loaned out to private companies, a measure Democrats pushed for in last-minute negotiations.
If the bill comes out as the way we've pushed for it, is there should be this money should be in a loan form that is due to be paid back to the federal government.
Tester says the relief package adds $2 trillion to the federal deficit. Dane says checks of $1,200 for every adult making less than $75,000 are expected to be sent within a month if the bill is signed into law. The package still needs approval from the U.S. House. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte says the bill is a step in the right direction. Montana's tribal nations say their first responders and medical professionals are short on equipment needed to protect healthcare workers from the coronavirus. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
Tribal governments in Montana join others nationwide in saying they face a shortage of supplies. Crow Tribe of Indians Incident Command spokesperson Jack Oldhorn says the Crow Tribe in southeast Montana lacks a number of items, including gloves and masks.
Everything. Any supply that you can think of.
He says a local nonprofit is ordering some of those supplies on behalf of Crow Incident Command.
Every supplier that they've contacted, they have none.
Other tribes in Montana say their tribe's law enforcement and medical professionals are short on masks, including the Fort Belknap Indian community in north central Montana and the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes in northeast Montana. Many other tribes have put protective measures in place, including the Chippewa Cree Tribe of Rocky Boys Indian Reservation, which posted on its Facebook page that it implemented checkpoints Tuesday at reservation entrances. The tribe is asking non-tribal members not to enter. Tribes say they're also waiting on federal dollars. Montana's congressmen have encouraged the federal government to direct additional funds to tribes for COVID-19 response and preparation. Last week, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced it would distribute $80 million to tribal organizations for resource support. According to the HHS website, that's on top of $64 million in funds for testing earmarked for the Indian Health Service through the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. Kayla DeRoche, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
As of this broadcast, there are 65 identified cases of COVID-19 in Montana. More than a third of those cases are in Gallatin County. Yellowstone County has the next highest number of confirmed cases, with 12. For Montana Public Radio News, I'm Cole Grant.